Hello, it's Donna Waring here, Rapunzel 71, recording again on the 29th of March. I want to talk a bit now about freedom of speech. And this is, again is related to Sam's Boo. I really don't think that organisations such as, for example, Guide Dogs for the Blind, should be coming out and saying to us, as clients, what we should and shouldn't put on social media, such as Facebook or Audio Boom. This is a free country. We have freedom of speech here. And I think that that should be respected. I fully appreciate that organisations do not wish themselves to be put in a bad light. But if that is the case, then they need to behave in such a way that no one wants to put them in a bad light. And I just think it's inherently wrong. And instructors shouldn't be coming out to us and telling us what we should and shouldn't say. For many years now, guide dogs have had the monopoly in the UK in terms of training dogs, and it would be fair to say that they provide the highest percentage of guide dogs in this country. There's no doubt about that. But there are other organisations out there, small though they may be, who are now also providing that service. And I think organisations like guide dogs need to realise that now people are having freedom of choice as to which organisation they go to for their dogs. So, okay, you go to Pathfinder Dogs, say for a German Shepherd, you might have to wait a while. They have a different criteria, so you have to be registered as blind to have a Pathfinder dog, which is something I highly approve of, by the way, because I think people should have to be registered blind to own a guide dog. Because the way things are at the moment, many people with no sight at all are having to have big gaps in between dogs where it didn't happen before. And if they weren't training so many people with really good partial sight, then, you know, this kind of thing would happen less. And I'm, you know, I'm going to be slated for saying that. I know I am. But, you know, a lot of people think that is true. But, you know, there are other organisations out there now who are providing a service, and it might only be small, but that service is still out there. You go to places like America and stuff like that, you know, you have quite a wide choice of schools that you can go to. And yes, it's nice, you know, in a way that that we have guide dogs for the blind there with, you know, so many dogs at their disposal and things like that. But, you know, it's all about choice. It's about people being able to decide what they want and what's right for them. And I think this is the reason why I've become quite unpopular with guide dogs, because, you know, I've spoken my mind, as has my colleague Lynn, who's also owner trained her own guide dog Lucy, and we are not liked for that because we've just got on and done it, you know. They tried their best to put us off and it didn't work. And we've just cracked on anyway. And we live our lives as independently now as we used to before. So, you know, people have a right within reason to say what they want on the internet, I think, provided it's not something that's going to endanger kids or, you know, something that is absolutely intolerable. Was recording.